We are living right now in the season or the time that we would say is the season or the time of giving. And we think about how that Christ gave everything. And it reminded me of some wonderful gifts that God has given to us. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse number 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What the Bible's telling us there is there was a time in which God chose to give us His Son. He chose to have Jesus leave the glories of heaven to come down to this earth as a baby, and God was willing to give to us His Son. We read that in the verses of Scripture there in Philippians chapter number 2 as well, where the Bible says that He took upon Him the form of a servant. He was willing to leave again the glories and the splendors of heaven to come down here as a child and be born. But not only did God give to us His Son Jesus, but Jesus, the Bible tells us, laid down His life for us. The Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse number 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says this of the gift that Jesus gave to us in John chapter 15 and verse number 13. The Bible says this, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Not only did God give us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, born in that manger, but Jesus, again, taking upon Himself human flesh, 100% God, 100% human at the same time. And He was willing to sacrifice Himself so that we could have the opportunity to go to heaven. What a great gift. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 10, it says this about the gift of Jesus. It says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." So the first thought I wanted to give you this morning is this, the wonderful gift that we have been given. Think about it this morning, that wonderful gift that God has given to us, not only giving us His Son, but His Son willingly giving His life for us so that He could, there's a purpose with all of this, so that He could redeem man to God. Our sin separated us from God, and our sin brought along with it as punishment. But God said, "I want to redeem, I want to reconcile man, I want to bring them back to me because of what separated them from me," and that was sin. And God wanted to pay the price and shed His blood for us so that we could have an opportunity to be redeemed back to God. So this story this morning, as I was thinking about it in preparation, it reminded me, number one, of the wonderful gift that God gave to us. But it reminded me of, number two, of the wonderful gift that we have the opportunity to receive. We thought about, we say this morning about how He gave everything. He gave everything so that we could receive the gift that He wants to give us. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You say, what is that gift? Well, that gift's eternal life, isn't it? God's got a gift that He wants to give us, and all we have to do is reach out and receive that gift. But until you've taken the time to reach out and receive that gift, you don't have the gift that God wants to offer you today. And so maybe there'd be somebody here today that would say, well, I've never received personally that gift. I've never put my faith and trust in the Lord. I can't go back to a time and a place where I've asked Him to be my Savior. And today may be the day that you can receive the gift that God wants to give to you. He gave His Son, and His Son gave His life so that we could receive the gift of eternal life. But it also reminded me as I closed this morning about the third gift that this reminds me of, the wonderful gift that we can give. You know, I think in Scripture over and over again how the Bible teaches us that once we've trusted Christ as our Savior, the gift that we can give to God is our life back to Him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the renewing of your mind that you may prove," or excuse me, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you would offer your body," he says, "as a living sacrifice," he says, "wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." The Bible says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20 that our life is to be crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. That means I lay down my life to give it over to Jesus Christ for His honor and glory, to do with my life whatever it is that He would have for me to do. And so when we think about all these things that we have been given, the wonderful gift that God has given to us of His Son, and then how His Son gave His life so that we could be redeemed back to God, and then how we have the wonderful privilege of receiving the gift of eternal life. If you've not done that, I trust that you'll do that today. But then if you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift that you can give back to God. I think we saw that relayed so well in the story today. that God was able to take that family who was willing to say, I'm going to give what God desires for me to give to him. And they were able to be used for the honor and the glory of the Lord, to be a witness in the lives of others. And so that's what God desires for us today. He desires that we would give our life to him for service, that we'd be willing to be a witness in this lost world to others that need to see the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and in our testimony and in our witness. Would you be encouraged by what you heard today? God gave himself for us. Have you received that gift of eternal life that he wants you to have? And then if you're a Christian here today, if you're saved and you know Jesus as your Savior, and there's been a time and a place where you've called on him, would you be willing, if you've not done so already, to give your life to him for all that he has done for you? I'd like us to bow our heads and close our eyes in the auditorium this morning. And just right as we close here today, I'd like to ask you just to consider how God has spoken to your heart today. From the youngest to the oldest. By the way, from those that are in the auditorium to those that are in the choir loft here this morning. To my heart as well. How has God spoken to us today through the message that we have heard from this Christmas cantata? He gave everything.